What an opportunity God has allowed me to have to be able to teach you how Revelation unfolds chronologically. I'll quickly go through my walkthrough, and you can go to our video and be able to see me there on the Mount of Olives doing the walkthrough, so you'll have a visible that way. But let me just quickly go through the entire book of Revelation as it unfolds chronologically, and then we'll go to the last lesson. We'll look at the thousand-year millennial kingdom, what's going to happen during that time, the great white throne judgment, and then the new heavens, the new earth, and the New Jerusalem. The book of Revelation presents Jesus Christ in three areas: his person, his power, and his program. In chapter 1, we see Jesus Christ in his person and his power. In chapter 2 and chapter 3, we see that Jesus is writing a letter to seven churches. Seven churches that were alive, and John wrote the book in 95 AD. Seven churches that are alive today, and seven churches that have been alive throughout church history. In chapter 4, we see Jesus Christ shout, the archangel shouts, the trump of God sounds, and we're caught up to be with him in the air. That would be the rapture of the church. In chapter 5, a great choir of angels singing, "Worthy is the Lamb." That would be chapter 5, verse 12, to be exact. In chapter 6, the beginning of three sets of seven judgments. There will be seven sealed judgments, seven trumpet judgments, and seven vial judgments. In the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, the seven sealed judgments take place. Also in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, there will be two witnesses that will preach. 144,000 male virgin Jews will be born again. They will spread across the world, giving the gospel of the kingdom out to every single person on earth. At the end of 3.5 years, these two witnesses will be killed. They'll lay in the streets of Jerusalem for 3.5 days, at which time they will miraculously raise from the dead and be called into heaven. Also, at the end of the first 3.5 years, there will be a battle in the heavenlies between Michael and the legion of good angels, who will take Satan and the evil angels and cast them out of heaven forever. They will come to the earth, and they will intensify their persecution against the Jewish people, endeavoring to wipe out the Jewish people on earth, so then that God fails, he's not able to keep his promise to the Jewish people. In the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period, the seven trumpet judgments will take place and the seven vial judgments, culminating with the kings coming out of the east to join the Antichrist to fight the Battle of Armageddon. At that time, you and I, who will have gone at the rapture of the church into the presence of the Lord in heaven, will get on our white horses as he mounts his white horse. We come back to the earth, planting our feet on the Mount of Olives with Jesus Christ as he returns to the city of Jerusalem. That is the revelation, or the second coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will then bind Satan for 1,000 years. He will rule and reign from the temple in Jerusalem, we ruling and reigning with him for the 1,000-year period of time. And at the end of the 1,000 years, Satan will be loosed for a season, captured again by God, and then cast into the lake of fire. Then the great white throne judgment, at which time Jesus Christ will be the judge. He'll sentence all of those who have rejected him as Lord and Savior and cast them into the lake of fire, which is the second death. After that, eternity future with new heavens, new earth, and new Jerusalem. And that is a walk through the book of Revelation, chronologically unfolding how the events will take place. Now, in these last four lessons, we've basically gone to all of those points that I brought to your attention in the walkthrough and dealt to some extent with them. Not able to teach, of course, the book of Revelation in 5 hours and go into deep detail. This is for the purpose of whetting your appetite, getting you excited about studying chronologically the book of Revelation. And indeed, if you want to go further into your deeper study of Revelation, we would encourage you to do exactly that. But this is an introduction to helping you understand how you chronologically will interpret the book of Revelation. Last time out, we talked about the campaign of Armageddon, with Jesus Christ in the heavenlies watching what goes on as the nations of the world, chapter 14 of Zechariah, gather under the leadership of Satan, Antichrist, and false prophet in Jerusalem. Jesus gets on his white horse, comes back to the earth. He then lands there in, according to Zechariah 14, in the location of the city of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives splits, making way for those enemies of Jesus Christ to make their way to the Jezreel Valley. Jesus will build his temple after reconstructing the city of Jerusalem, go to the Jezreel Valley. The Battle of Armageddon takes place, and then he will walk the 176 miles through the Valley of Blood over to Petra in southern Jordan, gathering in the Jews, bringing them back by the way of the east through the eastern gate up through the temple complex into the Holy of Holies, where he goes into the temple and sits down to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That is the campaign of Armageddon, just refreshing your thinking as to how that all takes place. And that's Zechariah 14, Revelation 19, Isaiah 63, and Ezekiel chapter 43.